when we think about the differences between malacha that's permitted on Yom Tov that's forbidden on Shabbos, we tend to think of cooking and caring when there's no Eruv. The truth is, there are other differences between Yom Tov and Shabbos in the kitchen other than cooking and heating up food. Essentially, there are three categories of malacha on Yom Tov. The first category involves those malachas that are typically done in small quantities for the needs of individual households. And these malachas are permitted if it's for ochel nefesh, if it's for food or bodily needs. Examples include cooking, burning, and extinguishing. The second category involves those malachas that are typically done in large quantities for commercial purposes, and these malachas are forbidden. Examples include kotzer, katsira, harvesting, for example. Even if you need, you want to eat an apple, you're not allowed to pick it off a tree. That's kotzer. Threshing and trapping. Those are generally malachos that are typically done in large quantities. And a third category includes those malachos that are sometimes done in large quantities for commercial purposes and sometimes done in small quantities for the needs of individual households. And these malachos are permitted if they're done in small quantities for the needs of individual households. And examples include the two malachos that we're going to talk about today, which are grinding, which is tochein, and sorting, borer. So in general, the halacha is, the Rama writes in Simon Tav Tzadi Hei, Seif Aleph, that generally you can do malachos that are ochel nefesh on Yom Tov if it will, if doing it beforehand will make the taste, will impair the taste. So if the taste isn't negatively affected, if we prepare the food before Yom Tov, then you should prepare it before Yom Tov. However, if you didn't do it, then you can prepare it with a shinoi, in a somewhat unusual, in an unusual or abnormal manner. So if you apply this, let's say, to the malacha of tochein, so in Siman Taf Kuf Dalet Seif Aleph, so there the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you can grind or crush food on Yom Tov in a normal manner, if doing so before Yom Tov would impair its taste in Yom Tov. So what that would mean is you can mash or grate bananas, potatoes, eggs, and onions on Yom Tov, even with a specialized knife or a grater. There are two stringencies that are brought down in the Ramah. So one is when it comes to spices. When it comes to spices, so the Ramah writes that nogim lishanos ktsas umdichas tavlin, b'chein roi lahoros. At the sites, the Hagos Maimonios, in the name of the Smag, who says that we should do some kind of shinoi for grinding spices, even, let's say, using a paper towel instead of a plate. Because, number one is, the Mishnah Berurah writes, because maybe there are some poskim who are strict, specifically when it comes to tavlin, when it comes to spices, that we cannot grind them on Yom Tov in a normal way. So we try to be strict according to that opinion. And the Mishnah Berurah also cites that you have to do some kind of shinoi so that people will be aware of the fact or remember that you can only grind that which you need for that day. And also when it comes to in Seif Gimel, the Rama writes that you can use a cheese grater to grate cheese also if you do a slight shinoi. So again, to grind, to cut up vegetables or fruits or to mash them. So even though you couldn't do that on Shabbos, you can do that on Yom Tov. When it comes to spices, do a small shinoi. When it comes to grating cheese, do it with a small shinoi. Now obviously, when it comes to, just be very clear, when it comes to previously ground foods like baked goods, that you can grind in a normal manner. Ein tchina ba'ochlim sh'ayu tchinim tchila. The Rama writes that there's no violation of tchina with food that was already good, that were already ground, like baked goods. So that's a difference when it comes to tchina on Yom Tov versus Shabbos. And there's also another difference when it comes to borer, when it comes to sorting. The general rule is when it comes to sorting on Yom Tov, the key is, as long as you're not using a napa or a kabara, these are like sieves or sifters, commercial sifters that are typically used for commercial purposes, for many days, that sort the food for multiple days, not just for a one-time use, not in the kitchen. So a napa and a kabara you can't use. But other than that, you can use a household sorting utensil. This is in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Seif Beis. You can use a sorting utensil to separate the wanted part from the unwanted part of the food, as long as you plan on eating the food for that day. That applies to both grinding and sorting. Again, the malach has to be to prepare food that you'll eat that day. And the key is you have to minimize the difficult work on Yom Tov, and therefore you want to sort in the easiest manner possible. And based on this, you can use a peeler and a slotted spoon for these purposes. You can even use a strainer for noodles. So these are two kitchen malachos, which were more lenient on Yom Tov than on Shabbos, tochein and borer, in addition, obviously, to the standard bishul and havara malachos that many of us are familiar with.